Welcome to Vocal Profiling Live. I'm your host, Heather Baker, Media Coordinator for Sound Health, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and Sherry Edwards. Sherry's taking a much-needed break tonight, but she's certainly with us in spirit. If you're tuning in tonight to Vocal Profiling Live for the first time, tonight is your lucky night. I am personally proud to bring you a sneak peek preview of Sound Health's new DVD that we have just released, entitled Doorway to a New Medicine. And I quote directly from the back cover of the DVD. In this thought-provoking presentation, Sherry gives an overview of the system she has researched and developed for 30 years, called Sonistry. As a person's voice is recorded into the system, their frequencies are translated into numeric data that produces information that can be used specifically to identify the status of biochemicals, muscles, genomes, and much more. This is one approach that has scientific data to back it up. If during this presentation you'd like to visit our website, please do. You can find us at www.nutrasounds.com. There you can find information about taking our classes, finding a practitioner near you, and a whole lot of other information about bioacoustics and sound health. If you're interested in buying this new video, give our office a call at 740-698-9119, or you can contact us through our website. So without further ado, I give you Doorway to a New Medicine from Sherry Edwards.
Hi, I'm Sherry Edwards. I'm the Director of Sound Health Research and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and I am very honored to be asked to be a part of this series about Holistic Highway to Wisdom. I'd like to start with a very universal idea that modern man has always strived to understand why they're here and understand how their body works, how they think, why they think, who they are, how do we get here. And I recently got a clue about that. Even though I've been doing this research for 30 years, I watched a Discovery Channel video about babies and how all of us are hardwired for math from the very beginning. And I had a book by Brian Butterworth about how the body's hardwired for math. And I began to understand what this very unique system is that we've discovered about vocal profiling, about using the voice, the frequencies of the voice. Our body is all frequency. And our temperature is frequency. Our heart rate is frequency. And we have tried to make our body give up those secrets about what it is, and is it ill, and am I okay, and who am I, and what do I really want? And we've had these overlays of all this advertising going on, so I don't think we really know who we are or what we want to be. Just like this new movie, The Secret, which is great, but how many people really know what they want? So if we can take a vocal profile, the frequencies of your body coming out of your mouth that has been manifested from your brain and all this neural network going on, if we can find a way to bring that out of your body through your voice, and modern medicine already has it with x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans and whatever they're doing to try to make your body give up its secrets, but it's been right under through our nose, literally, all the time, your voice. You can do it through otoacoustic emissions and being able to measure this frequency that comes out of your ear, but you have to be there for them to do it. But with a vocal print and modern computers, we can take the frequencies from your voice, make a waveform, and send it over to the lab, and the lab can come back and tell us what's going on with you from your voice. Now, this started from a very esoteric perspective that I could hear sounds from people. I heard this otoacoustic emission coming out of the ear, and I was working at the speech and hearing department, and the professor said, "Sherry, don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody that there's a sound coming out of the ear because there's nothing in there to be making a sound." But John Hopkins University later verified that there is a sound coming out of the ear, and that's what I was hearing. So I would hear the sound, I would vocally duplicate the sound on a tape recorder, I would hear your sound, I'd do it, we'd run back to the lab, we'd see what the frequencies were, we'd ask you what was going on with you, and then we'd begin to put this process together, and that was in the 70s. We published the first papers about it in the early 80s. We didn't know what we were doing. For many, many years, we just knew it worked, but we didn't know how it worked. And people who had a backache, like Nancy that we demonstrated with this morning, they didn't care how it worked. They only cared that we could do it. We could take away their backache, and they didn't care about the rest of it. But as we worked here at the research center, we found out that the vocal cords are attached to something called the recurrent laryngeal nerve. And that nerve is in the parasympathetic nervous system of the body. So everything that happens to you that keeps you in stasis, if somebody jumps out and yells boo at you and you go, and you get really rattled and your adrenaline rushes, and then your body says, she wasn't so scary. We're going to slow down here. Then your body goes back into balance. Well, your vocal cords move with every frequency set that goes from your brain to any part of your body. That's why when Ed McMahon comes to the door and says, oh, here's your $1 million check, you get really excited and you can tell about that excitement in your voice. Or you can tell when someone is in grief and how their voice changes in expression. And you can tell who's telling you the truth because there's a lot of variance in your voice. And you can tell who's lying to you because there's only one note going on. I didn't do that very well. But you get the idea, and you can hear that in commercials when people are lying to you, that their voice is manifest of what's going on in their body. And people really know this, they just don't know how they know it. Because if you consider a young man going through puberty and all of those changes in his body in response to hormones, that's what's happening. The body's vocal indicators are changing based on the biochemistry of what's happening in the body. And it's just taken us years to break some of those codes. Now we have enough of them to know this is really going to happen, and we can control what's happening to your body. Mostly, you have a thought, it goes to your body, and you can move your finger. Now we know that we can take a frequency, hit your skin with it, have the skin absorb it, have it go into the muscle, have that signal sent back to the brain, and we can make muscles move that wouldn't move before. We can make people who couldn't use sulfur use it. I shouldn't say we can do that. The body really heals itself. So we're just helping facilitate what's going on with you because we've gotten so tied up in jobs and kids and feeding ourselves and what we ought to be doing that no one person can do everything. You can't churn your butter and make your jelly. So we go to the grocery store and that saves us time. So we have even gotten used to not being able to think about our own healing. And that's what I think the movie The Secret was about, to get people back to that spot so they could live from the inside out. But a lot of people don't even know what things really mean to them. Should I date this guy? Should I sell this business? Should I eat that food? We've lost the ability to do that. A lot of the original people, like the Aboriginals and some of the people in Africa, they're really in tune with their plants and gemstones and that kind of thing. And modern man has borrowed some of that, but it's all based on frequency. The math of the body, there is a predictable math matrix, and we just broke that code through your vocal print. So it has two different ideas. One, we take a vocal print and we look at what's going on. massage therapist or your chiropractor or wherever. And then the next phase is sound therapy. And there's been this new law just passed, and I love it because it's the culmination of what's going on. They just passed a law here in Ohio that for insurance purposes, in sleep clinics, sound therapy must be offered as an option. Isn't that awesome? That we went from this very esoteric perspective of me hearing a sound and nobody believing it because we just really didn't have a physiological foundation, to now it's mandated by insurance? Awesome. But it's been with us all along. When you think about Pythagoras and that he could hear sounds, and he started putting harmonics together, and his original string theory, that you take a string this long, and I don't know what that measurement would be, and you pluck it, and it creates a note, and then you fret it and divide it in two, and it creates a note of an octave above, and you fret it with three, and then you get another note, E or something, and all of these notes and how they go together. He knew that centuries ago, and now they're just rediscovering the same kind of thing in modern string theory. In modern string theory, it says everything is made of these little infinitesimal, tiny, tiny strings, and when they begin to vibrate, creates something. It creates our DNA. We can help you have dominion over who and what you are. We can control how those little frequencies begin to vibrate. So what modern string theory is to DNA, or creating matter, we are the RNA of being able to substantiate the matter. So we're beyond modern string theory. We're beyond the field. Lynn Taggart's great book about the field and all this energy stuff that goes on in the body. And there's really no way to control it, they say, except thought, which I don't believe. Thought's just an octave or a range of frequency. It's beyond the secret because we can help people know who they are from the inside out. When you look at what's going on in the system, let's talk about hearing for a second. When you look at the range of frequency for hearing, which is about 14 cycles per second up to about 20,000 cycles per second, that comes into the ear. The ear mechanically takes it and changes it into electrical chemical energy, and it sends it to the brain, and the brain says, I received that in this range. I'm going to interpret that as auditory input. The same thing with smell. The nose changes it to electrochemical energy, sends it to the brain, and goes over here, and the brain says, that's this range. That's olfactory input and kinetic energy. Anything from 3 cycles per second, which is the frequency of your heart, up to thousands of cycles per second. But the brain, that's the body speaking, the hundreds of thousands of cycles per second, even by your eyes. Electrical frequency comes into your eyes. I think it starts at about 380 trillion cycles per second. The eye changes it into electrical chemical energy, sends it to the brain, and that's how we see color. It's all based on this math pattern, this mathematical matrix of the body. And we found the codes, and it's very predictable. And we've been able to do things that even I don't believe. I watch them happen, and I can't believe it. We have a Dr. Russ Rudy, who we've been working with for a couple of years. And his story, there's this word awesome, and it's just awesome because you can't believe it until you see it. He came to us on a scooter. He had multiple sclerosis. He had special hands things on his car, and he'd fold up his scooter and stick it in the back seat, and then he could drive. And when you see the films of him and how he struggles to get up the sidewalk to the office, and you look at his medical tests, and his frequencies of his nerves were dead from the waist down. Yet it took us from November of 1 year to May of the next year, and it regrew the nerves from his waist down. Impossible. But there it is in the lab test. So now we can believe it because it was science. But when it was my voice and I'd do a sound and somebody's headache would go away, well, that's just mystic foo-foo. So we moved this from that genre into a genre of believability. And that's what I needed to do. Just hold it long enough. Hold the idea long enough so people could believe. And now we're in the Duke University Encyclopedia of Alternative Medicine. It says right in there, Sherry Edwards, pioneer and I think it says inventor or developer of vocal profiling and signature sound works. And it's been called a lot of things. being able to understand how I could pick up things and know things about people, but not know how I know. And that's a definition of psyche. So I'd listen to my grandma's voice, and she had diabetes, and then my Aunt Georgie began to develop the same sound. And then I asked her about diabetes and blood sugar because they had the same sound. And then my Aunt Georgie would say, "Don't come near me." And I'd get called things like, "You little witch." And now I teach in a medical school. That's awesome. And I have people like Dr. Rudy coming to us who regrew his nerve. And he was afraid to talk about it to his colleagues because until he got those lab tests, until he got that scientific verification, it wasn't real to him either. Even though his body was manifesting and could get up and walk, and not have to practice medicine out of the scooter. I think we finally got him about a month ago, because he was still unsure about whether to believe this or not. I'm unsure about whether to believe it. But he had been in a car accident, and he couldn't move his hand. And that's bad for a medical doctor in an emergency room that he can't sew up people and use his hand. But he'd hurt this portion of his finger, or his hand, and his little finger wouldn't bend down and touch. And he came in, and we did the vocal print, and we let the computer crunch the numbers, and it came out, and it gave us a frequency to use. And we started working with it, and he started being able to bend his hand. And we're sitting there watching that, and we filmed it, and none of us believed it. He was doing it. He didn't believe it. Even though we've done this hundreds of times, when you watch it, then that's when these miracles of the math of the body just, it's indescribable. There's no words for it. So I was trying to be logical, and I said, "Okay, it's probably just because you've been moving your hand that that's happening. I'm going to turn the sound off." So he's here, and he's like, "Well, it won't bend now." Okay, let's turn the sound back on. And he could bend his hand again. And this all happens in a lab downstairs, and we filmed it. But to be there and watch it, I still don't believe it. I watched it happen.
Yesterday, that's just about to have her baby.
test all of her hormones, her gonadotropin. We wanted to test the chemicals that we know drop in right before labor starts. We can tell you 4 hours before actual labor starts. Now, how much money would that save the insurance company? Because how many people go into the hospital time and time again because they think they're in false labor? I can't think of one thing, one person on the planet that couldn't use this. But part of our trouble with this, we can't get enough people trained. We have freak demo classes. We have a day class. We have computerized programs that you just punch the button and you don't have to do a lot. We have a week-long course that people take and learn to set up their own practice with this. We have research labs. We have internships. And for every person who comes to us that wants to learn to do this for their fellow man, we probably have 500 people who need to be seen. And appointments here are months and months out. And we are just scrambling to train as many people as we can. And I think it's coming faster and faster because of what's going on with our health system. The health system is going down because people are just fed up. They're fed up with mandated, you go to that doctor, not who you want. You go to this lab. You know, in my own case, I have to travel 80-some miles to go to their lab. I have to take off a day's work. Well, I'd just rather go to the lab that's here and pay it myself. HMO is telling your doctor how many minutes they're going to spend to you, with you for what, and what kind of medication they're going to provide to you. I mean, we pay the insurance premiums. How long are we going to put up with that? In what other profession or service do you know where the person who's paying the money gets dictated to? That's crazy. So what I said to my insurance company is, I'm going to do my own. I'm not paying you. I'm going to put my money in a pot, and I'm going to pay my own. And my doctor is so happy because we get to spend more time together. I get to go see him without his hassle of his insurance company. I was appalled when I went in to see the doctor, and this is what he charged, and I talked to his bookkeeper about it, and they only get about a half, a little more than half of what he charges from the insurance company. So the insurance companies are not only dictating to us, they're dictating to the doctor what the doctor can charge, what they can do with you, what they can ask you. And I'm fed up with it. And I think other people are too. They don't have dominion over their own health. That right, that freedom has been plucked from us, not only from HMOs and insurance companies, but this new House Bill 2900 that just passes the FDA law that gives FDA all of these rights about vitamins and our foods and inspections and this and this and this. Look how many things have gone through the FDA that have been just totally screwed. Are they really protecting us? There was an article in the newspaper not too long ago, well, less than a week, China executed their FDA representative because he took bribes. And he named names, and they're not doing anything about the people here who are taking bribes. National Institute of Health had a guy taking bribes. I don't know if you know how NIH works, but as a little peon, send in grants, and we're asked to describe what we're doing and what research that we're doing. And this particular guy happened to be dealing with cancer research, and he took this private individual researcher who put their blood, guts, and soul into their research, and he turned it over to a pharmaceutical company. And he got $225,000 or something like that for it. And his lawyer, he said, of course I didn't do that. And his lawyer said, well, it was a consulting fee. How long are we going to believe this crap? It's time for the people to stand up and say, I've had enough. And with the internet, we can do that. But people are not going to change unless they have a choice. And vocal profiling or human bioacoustics or whatever name you want to put on it is an option. It's a choice that people don't have to do that anymore. People come here and, like Nancy, who had a backache, and they say, oh, it's just aging. Live with it. We put a back box on her, and 15 minutes later, am I allowed to ask questions? Nancy, how's your backache?
It's
found a frequency that can massage those muscles up and down your back. We are just beginning to discover what this is and what it can really do. But there's some incredible things that pass through here. One lady that we were filming her, and she says that it took like 4 or 5 tries to try to get up out of this chair. We took her vocal print. We figured out what frequency, what biochemical wasn't working. It was some kind of enzyme that made calcium work. 20 minutes, I mean, she's not jumping up out of the chair, but she's certainly getting up a lot easier and walking, and her knees aren't stiff. And they told her, just live with it. We have a guy who works with us here. He's been here probably 10 years. And he had his leg ripped off in a motorcycle accident. I mean, and it ripped off the leg and the bottom part of it, and they took muscles out of his back and skin off his leg, and they built him a new leg. But he was still just kind of dragging it around. And my husband found him at the grocery store. And my husband didn't believe in this in the beginning, but he's seen it work so many times that he approached this guy, and my husband had on a tennis shirt, and this other guy had on a tennis shirt. So he thought, well, how could I just get him hooked up with my wife's clinic here? And so we started talking to him about tennis. And he invited him out to play in our radial tennis court, homemade tennis court in the backyard. And we have film of him doing this. And I went up and I used a little esoteric piece and I listened to his sound. And when he came up to the house, I put the sound on and there was no pain. Because my husband had asked him if he would be willing to come to the clinic. And it was like, is she a physical therapist? Is she a this? And no, she was. And this guy is a lawyer and an engineer. And he's, kind of backed off. And you could just sort of see him think mystic foo-foo stuff. But once we gave him the sound, and the sound helped his pain go away, and it reconstructed his leg, it caused those back muscles to pretend long enough that they were leg muscles. That the leg muscles began to believe it, and they became leg muscle. And he has no problem now. No pain. He does overhead shots. He jumps. He runs. All things that he couldn't do before. And he shouldn't have said to me, if you can make me run again and play tennis, which I love, I'll come to work for you. Because he's here now. And he works for us. He works with us, I should say.
I didn't think that anything she could do was going to help me. I've been to all kinds of physical therapists. I certainly didn't think that anybody playing any sounds would help me. So I, in humoring her more than anything, here's the wife of my new tennis buddy, so in humoring her, I let her play some sounds. She guessed at what sounds I needed. I found the sounds pleasant. That I was a sailboat charter captain, and I was a tugboat captain, and I liked the sound of that droning engine that you barely hear, which her sounds resemble. They're like a whoa, 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 whoa. And I go, well, there are no needles involved, no pills involved, no pain involved in using this form of therapy. So what have I got to lose? And I like the sound. It helped me sleep. So, well, within a year, I was in a no-pain situation. Within 2 years, I was in a there's nothing wrong with me anymore situation, just learning to run again and also realizing in tennis that I could run again because I would let things go that I'd forgotten that I could run. And I used to dream that I could run. You know, the dream like in the movies where people are slow motion running through the field. I'd have these dreams and now I don't have those dreams anymore, even because I can run, So about all that's wrong with me now, even the form of my leg from the exercise, it was like a football, and you may see some pictures of it the way it was before, the way it is now. But the only thing wrong with me now is just what my leg looks like, and even the looks of it have vastly improved. I mean, I could get cosmetic surgery, but leave well enough alone, and I don't care.
could say that I believe in this 100%. But I don't know. I don't know what it will bring. We don't have all the answers. We're just beginning to understand what we can do, and we're scrambling. And people are very hungry for what we have. They're very hungry to be able to do this concept of self-help, self-health, self-dominion, to get out from under the dictatorship of our health system. The freedom that we could have if we were all well. Think about that. What would you do if you were perfectly well? And in my generation, we went through this stuff of soap operas. And everybody was their disease. And we're just now moving out of that to the people who want to be opened and enlightened to be the best they can be. So if everybody was healthy, what would the world be like? And taking it a step further, we can tell who's fibbing. Now, what would the world be like when nobody could tell a lie? And we've taken it a step further, and we've done anti-aging, and we've decoded the anti-aging genes, and we've got frequencies for wrinkles. I used to have 3 big wrinkles here. I got rid of 2. I got 1 left. What can we do if we can have complete dominion, not only our physical bodies, but know at any moment what we really think, who we are at a core level? What would happen if we all had to tell the truth for 5 minutes? What would happen to our court system? Would we question OJ? Would we question the presidential candidates about who and what they really think and who they really are? What would you really like to know is the truth from any? What would happen to the divorce court? Politics would certainly go down the drain fast, especially in all this pre-election stuff that's going on. We've done a lot of evaluations of people's voices, and we have it posted on our website, NutraSounds.com, NutraSounds.com. And people's information is posted there about who they really are, what they think, where they stand on the issues. And we just did President Bush's Iraq statement, and that was an eye-opener about whether or not he's really going to bring the troops home. So if the people can tell who's fibbing and who isn't, if we're completely well, what's the next step? I think it's going to be that we are able to look into other dimensions. I have a belief that just like telephones, there used to be one line, one wire. That's where we were. Now there's fiber optics. They can carry thousands of frequencies on one fiber optic cable. They don't bleed through. But I believe just as we are here in this dimension, and solid, we think, just because we can't poke our finger through the atoms because our finger's too busy or too big. Just like we are here, now, if you watch my finger, and there looks like there's several fingers here now, right? You can't see where it is. Just like you can't hear a dog whistle. There are sounds and things and physical things that are here, and there's other dimensions. And I think when we get our stuff, our bodies in balance, our mental state in balance, we'll be able to look at those other dimensions. We've got some clue about it now with some of Robert Monroe's work and astral projection of walking out of your body and people being able to report. And they've tested this. There's research about that. It's valid, but not all of us can do it because we're too solid. Think about this far-fetched idea that people came from other dimensions, or some people want to call it outer space or wherever, and they began to mix with what was here, all the solid. how the human race began to be developed. And I think some of us are very much the solids, and they are the people that are in tune with the earth and herbs and herbal medicine and stone medicine and gem medicine. And they like solid things, like the American Indians and sand paintings. And I think there are other people who are more light beings, and they're in tune with mental and meditation and a fascination with this idea of space travel. And Star Trek kind of brings that all together. I think that's a very profound series of what's going to happen to the human race. And the Ferengi represents our greed, if we can move away from that. Because you even see fighting with people who have ways and options for people to heal. But, guys, there's enough sick people to go around, and we don't need to be fighting about it. But when you look at these ideas that these people have more light genetics and these people have more foundational grounded genetics, because there is a whole system of electromagnetic genetics, and we can watch it happen through the numbers. It's not based on the color of your skin or the shape of your eyes or what country you live in or what human you were born to. There is an electromagnetic genetics, and we are connected by families by the frequency that we are. And I think that comes from these light beings. The idea of frequency and solid, and human race is a blend of that. When you, I can look at this by some of the things we've done. We went to visit the head of an ashram in California, and he had a regular heartbeat. And he used a number down around three cycles per second. And he had a friend who was an Indian shaman, did the same kind of thing, but in a solid form, where this guy prayed and meditated, this guy did sand paintings and rattles. But they had the same result. And his Indian friend had a problem with his heart, a regular heart. That guy used 300 and something cycles per second. One used a very non-solid frequency, 3, and one used 300, very solid. I think it begins to become solid after about 100 cycles per second, because if you look at electromagnetics, you're looking at 1 to 2, just magnetics, I should say. You're looking at 1 to 2 cycles per second. 2 to 4 cycles per second, that's your electricity, the electrical potential in your body, and you can't have electrical potential without magnetics. The two of those go together as genetics. And we go down to those frequencies, and we provide that signal back to you, and things like mucopolysaccharide toxicity and Duchenne's muscular dystrophy and all these genetic things begin to shape up. We have a little tone box that we can give people that we call the overture, and it's really just the frequencies of genetics. We can't call it a genetic box. Maybe we could, but that's legal. Then we call it overture, because that's where you start. And we can look at these frequencies in terms of biochemistry. If you really have too much ammonia, and a lot of women who have breast cancer have too much ammonia, then we can use the signal of biochemistry between 4 and 8, and we can control your biochemistry. And 8 and 16, and we can control your emotions. I shouldn't say it that way. We can help you control your emotions. And 16 to 32 is your structure. And 32 to 64 is your neurophysical. And then the levels beyond that begin to compound and combine each of these levels of your body. It's all frequency. People say it's all in your mind. Well, maybe it's all in your brain because it's frequency. But we had a young kid come to us, and the doctor who called says, insurance has run out. You know, you guys deal with them. Because we do a lot of free things for people. And she said, he has a problem with his mother. And so we knew that octave of emotion. So we came, we did his vocal print, and I gave him the frequency in that range of emotion, and nothing happened. He still had the problem with his mother. So I cut it in two and took it down to this idea of biochemistry. Just a different range, like A is 440 and A is 220 and A is 110. Same note, just a different range of it. And when I put it in the nutritional range, he couldn't even think about the problem with his mother or his older women that were his girlfriends. It wasn't there anymore for him. When when we gave him the frequency. And we looked it up, and it was the frequency of B12. And when we sent him back to his doctor and said, check this guy for B12, guess what? The B12 was low. And then we put it in our system of math, and we went back to the root cause. And it was cysteine. His body was not making enough cysteine in the stomach lining because he didn't have enough Castle's intrinsic factor because he had an allergy to wheat. Now, it's more than you want to know, but looking at this math, you can look at the root cause of why people have the diseases they have, why they have the emotions they have, where they're stuck. So what else can you ask? To look at your structure and your biochemistry and your emotions, and we can look at your past, what you feel guilty about. We can look at your future, what you might worry about. We have a program that they took from my ears. They took these sounds that I hear and what I could tell from someone's voice, and they put it in a computer program called In Voice, just the letter N, In Your Voice. And from about 2 minutes of your voice, and topic specific, we can tell your intention. We can tell what's going on with you. We just did one this morning with Nancy, and she had very, very high E in it. I said, you're very good with words. E is words and verbal expression and the lungs and the bronchial tubes and the air being expressed out of the body. So it's words. And her husband piped up and said, but she can't talk with words because she doesn't have the courage to do that. And I said, well, what I was going to say, right here is D missing, and D means a lack of self-approval. And when you have D down and E up, then you're going to write. Because she had a lot of information in her vocal chart that told me she could influence people with words. She would be a good trainer. She would be behind the scenes. She could tell what people were good at, like matching them with a job. But she didn't have the approval to bring up her own stuff to do it. And we can tell that from your vocal print. And we've created this computer program so anybody can do it. It's 6 hits on your computer, so if you can run your mouth, and you can run your mouth, and you can put the two together, you can see what's really going on in your system, and you can do this about any topic you want, from the food you eat, to the job, to the boyfriend, to the politics, to what's the matter with your big toe. And we are templating these, and we are providing that to the public. We're very, very near to being able to have you at home pick up your microphone, blah, 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 whatever you want to talk about, and write on your own computer. It just prints out for you. That's my rose-colored wish for the world, that everybody gets to know who they really are and they have the courage to stand behind them, because most of us won't tell the truth. When I ask somebody here, oh, did you get that done? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they scramble and get it done. Well, they think I don't know. So I'll give them the time to go get their stuff done, because I don't want to embarrass them. But if they just said, oh, I didn't do it, but I'll get to it, I've been really busy, then we could be free. Because when you don't tell the truth, you garbage up your own system. You poison you, because nothing matches. Things are not in harmony. I was talking to a lady on the phone one day about her daughter who was very ill, and we had to go do this other meeting, and my daughter was going to go with me. And here I am on the phone, this very important phone call about this little girl that has an issue, and I really wanted to do this phone call. And my daughter's saying, come on, come on, we're going to be late. And we were late. And we get in the car, and my daughter says, well, just tell them we got lost. I said, no, that's not the truth. I didn't get lost. I'm not willing to poison me for her opinion of me, of why I'm late. So when I got there, I said to her, I really am sorry you had to wait. That's what I'm sorry about. I wasn't sorry I was late. I was sorry that she had to wait. And when we learn to express our truth from a core center, but before that we have to learn who we are, what we really believe, and that's the invoice program. The next program up is a little more complicated, not mine. Computer does the work, and we can look at your nutrition and what food you need to have. We can look at what muscles are in stress. We can look look at your hormones. We can look at what toxins you've been exposed to. There is a pre-vac program that we can look at your child or anyone before they get a vaccination and see what that risk factor is, so that we don't have to have these babies that are mutilated and made vegetables because our government and pharmaceutical companies have this idea that everybody has to have a smallpox vaccination to make the country safe. That's like sacrificing virgins for a good crop. They're going to look back on this and say, this was incredibly barbaric. How could we as humans do that? How could we sacrifice our babies, our most precious natural resource, by giving them these shots that we don't know whether it's going to cripple them or maim them or make them not be able to function? And they know what's going on. There's a pool of millions of dollars to pay for the damages. And they're out here saying, this won't cause a problem. And they're making the doctors say, you are a bad mother if you don't get these shots. Poppycock. That doesn't have to happen, because we have at least part of the answer. And the time is now to go with this. As bad as I hate to see that House Bill 2900 go through and take away our freedom, and Codex, and take away our freedoms, and HMOs and insurance companies and whoever's out there trying to control the populace, which I think is silly anyway. I can't run my own life, much less try to run somebody else's. And how they think they're going to run us all, I just think it's incredible, because we're smarter than that. That House bill, HB 2900, the FDA, the House just passed, and they passed it without debate, without argument, after they'd had hundreds of thousands of letters from people. And they're going to pass it without any kind of input from the people who elected them? The time is now for the people to say, we don't want it this way anymore, and you are not the controller. We elected you, we can unelect you, and we can reverse these laws. We used to not have a way to connect with each other. The internet allows that to happen. And we can help what's going on by offering an option. Because people won't change unless there's a great catastrophe or they have a viable option. And the alternative health field is offering those viable options. And here's a clue. If we don't police ourselves and get rid of the charlatans out of our own stuff, they're going to be used against us. So we need to have that option as the alternative medicine field to police. I don't like the idea of police ourselves. But that's what's going to happen, because there's people out there taking advantage. And if we don't do what's right and what's best for everyone concerned, and if we run all of this by running our pocketbook first, we're just as bad as they are, because that's where they're coming from. Pharmaceuticals, record profits. I'll throw in the gas companies, too. They say the only way that gas or alternatives are going to happen is if gas prices increase. Poppycock. Look at their bottom line. They are making record profits off our back, the little people. So the option is here. At least go to our website or write to us and look at this free demo class to see what can be done. And we do your stuff right online for you while you're looking. Get involved in bringing this to your community and your school. We have one school in Texas that's running the pre-vac program for their babies and the ones that are having to get these vaccinations and are being forced to. And you know, all of us can be forced to. And if you don't get your kids vaccinated, they can take them away from you, or they can take you away and send you to a camp until you decide to change your mind. That is incredibly unreasonable. And in our school here, it's mandatory that you get tested for mental competence, and they can put the children on drugs. And this is a law in Ohio. And I think it's, I don't know the name of drug company. But it's, this whole thing is sponsored by a drug company that they can put your kids on Prozac and whatever else they need and do this papilloma stuff. And you don't have much to say about it. And you know what? We can't fight them. Not their way. money. They have the millions. We can only fight them with our ideals and let them wear themselves out trying to fight us. And I have seen very recently a company, a very good company, that the FDA split. And they split it in, you can talk about it or you can sell the product. So the person who came in and bought the product, what do you call this, was a shill, was a plant, and they bought the products and then started cheating people. So the first guy got into a lot of trouble. His reputation went down the tubes because the person who bought his company started cheating people. And I would think that was not planned because the guy isn't really like that. And I have seen people bombarded by the IRS and is taken to court so many times. In our own, just one little thing that happened to us. We were told we didn't pay a tax. We had the check, we knew we did, but we were going to fight it, and it cost more to pay the lawyer. So we paid it again, thinking we'll get the money back. So now we paid it twice. Showed them that on the paperwork. They sued us in court. We took the checks in. They had to see that we paid them twice. We won. That was in May. They sued us again in June over the same thing. Now, you can't tell me that's not harassment. And very, very good people are getting hit that way. Another one was a good friend, Stephen Halpern. Somebody came in and bought his distribution rights and then took off with all the money and left him with nothing. Not even the right to his own stuff. And that we're being hit again and again and again. Look at Dr. Wright out at the Tacoma Clinic. They learned from him not to mess with him. Still haven't charged him. But those are the kinds of things, because they can't fight real with us. Because they live. And they won't listen to us, so we can't fight that way. So we're going to fight like a matador. Here's the bullfighter. Here we are, the strong guy. And we have our red cape, and we're going to let the bull come to us and just let him fly through this cape with no resistance. Move right on. Wear himself out, trying to turn around and find us again. And we're going to be here with an option, quietly going about our business, retaining our rights. And behind the scenes, we'll try to get him out of office. But behind the scenes, exercising our own rights. Everyone has a right to feel good and to have good health. And that's my wish, my rose-colored wish, for the world of bioacoustics becomes an everyday experience for people who are enlightened enough to see it and who have enough energy to get involved and take it to their community.
So that wraps up another edition of Vocal Profiling Live. If you'd like more information about Sherry Edwards, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Bioacoustics, please visit us at www.nutrasounds.com or call us at our office at 740-698-9119. This is Heather Baker, your host for Vocal Profiling Live. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week.